So today I am announcing that I'm halting all consideration of casino development in the city. We'll be returning the grants provided to us by both of the gaming proponents that did so. I've decided not to pursue a host agreement for a project of this type in the city of Holyoke.
Why? Why this now, you know, reversal of your earlier reversal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a few different things. Number one, over the past couple of weeks, I've done a lot of listening. I've heard from colleagues, I've heard from friends, other leaders in different cities that face similar circumstances, and above all, I've heard from the people and residents of the city of Holyoke. We've also, since the 26th, traveled to Pennsylvania to learn about some of the lessons and the conditions in Bethlehem and Allentown around the casino there. And unfortunately, Holyoke doesn't have those same conditions. And so I don't think any amount of revenue is worth the division and distraction that this issue will cause in the city of Holyoke.
Do you feel like you've wasted a couple of weeks here on this issue? I mean, it was what everybody was talking about, certainly since you had your news conference back in November.
Yeah, I think without a doubt it was a distraction. I wish I had anticipated that. You know, I take full responsibility for beginning this conversation without realizing the amount to which it would distract us.
One of the reasons that you had cited in November for your change of heart on this position was your concern about the economic impact in Holyoke of a casino development in Springfield. That concern must still exist. What do you expect to do about it now?
Yeah, that concern does still exist, definitely. I think one of the things that has been a positive aspect of the conversation we've had is that we've transformed this conversation into a regional conversation. And so for the first time, we have neighboring communities and mayors, town administrators coming together. I still plan on convening a meeting of mayors and town managers on Monday afternoon at 3:30. Here in the city of Holyoke. We'll also be in contact with the Gaming Commission, and we will be pursuing a surrounding community designation, which will enhance Holyoke's mitigation efforts. And also, I'll do everything I can to secure both revenue commitments and job commitments for the city of Holyoke throughout the entire process.
Politically, how much damage do you think this has done to you now? You've flip-flopped and now flip-flopped again.
Yeah, I don't call it a flip-flop. I think, sometimes governing is messy. I recognize how complicated it is. I take full responsibility for beginning this conversation, but I think I couldn't move forward on something that I didn't believe in. And so that's the decision I have to make at this point. I think it's a distracting issue, a divisive issue, and I wish I had realized that a few weeks ago.